Hello and welcome to Lewis Need Us Law and the Lewis Need Us podcast. I'm your host, Holly Swanabend, and today we'll be talking to Jeffrey Lewis, a director here at Lewis Need Us. Jeffrey Lewis is one of the founding lawyers of the firm, and amongst his long list of specialisms is regulatory law. Today he is speaking about issues of concern for landlords and property management companies that can arise as a result of HMO legislation. Jeffrey, please explain, what is an HMO?
An HMO is a house in multiple occupation. This is legislation introduced under the Housing Acts in order to protect tenants.
Why is this legislation in place?
It's in place because obviously there's a premium for trying to get in as many tenants into flat stroke houses in order to maximise returns on property. And the legislation is in place in order to ensure that people who are renting property under either leases or licences are not in any danger by overcrowding.
What is required of a managing agent or landlord?
The property must be maintained to a certain standard. And in order to let out property nowadays, if there is a property, every local authority has legislation in place in order to ensure that the properties are properly managed. That means that they are kept in good order, there are not too many people sharing facilities, and that there is little or no disrepair to the property.
What happens if an HMO licence has not been sought or there has been a breach of the licence?
It is essential for landlords to know that properties are now under a great deal of scrutiny, particularly properties that are occupied by three or more occupants and in houses five or more occupants. So it's very important that the landlords, and or if they don't manage the properties themselves, manage the agents, ensure that they comply with the house in multiple legislation, i.e. the HMO licence. If they don't comply with the licence, then the local authority will consider issuing proceedings, and these are criminal proceedings against the landlord or the managing agent. Normally, both the managing agent and the landlord are prosecuted. These are potentially serious offences, and they can result in criminal convictions, not only criminal convictions, confiscation of assets. Those consequences can be a fine and or imprisonment. In certain circumstances, the legislation is in place, as I said earlier, to protect the tenants' rights, and it's very heavily weighed in favour of the tenants to make sure the property is maintained to a proper standard, their facilities are properly in place, a complete adherence to the licence that should be on the property. In the event that there is no licence, what will happen is that the local authority will consider prosecuting the landlord and or the managing agent with those consequences.
What are the consequences for a landlord or managing agent in the event of a breach of licence or no licence?
As I've said, the landlord and the managing agent exposes themselves to potentially a criminal conviction and or a fine. The reason that the local authority are stringently enforcing this legislation is to protect the tenants, and also to make sure that the standard of the property is maintained in accordance with the terms of the licence. What happens if they're not, or there is no licence, there are serious consequences, and also it can lead eventually to the return of the rent that's been paid for the previous 12 months. And in addition to that, there are financial and criminal sanctions.
What are the rights of the tenant against either the managing agent or landlord?
What happens is that in the event there is a prosecution by the local authority, what will happen is the local authority will advise the tenant that they can apply for up to 12 months' rent that has been paid if there is no licence in place or is that there is a breach of the licence. The local authorities are very keen on this because what happens is a lot of these breaches are coming to light as a result of tenants in rented property being written to, asking whether they are, how many people are in the premises, and whether they are property, whether there is who the landlord is. In those circumstances, the tenants, if there is a prosecution, can apply to the first-tier property tribunal, who can then award the tenants all the rent they've paid for the previous 12 months. And as you can imagine, young people are very keen, if they are young, to make that application to the property tribunal, because they almost invariably are awarded all of their rent back. It's a bit of a bonus to them.
What is the process of prosecution?
Well, the what will happen in the first instance, if the local authority suspect that a property is in multiple occupation, i.e. in breach of the licensing regime, they will write to the landlord or the person they believe to be the landlord or the managing agents. They will then send a form of questions to that person, and there are obligations to respond to that, because those questions are very specific. They will ask a number of questions as to who occupies the property, what the facilities are, and the landlord should answer those questions. If they answer those questions and the local authority are not satisfied or believe that there should be an HMO in place, they will then, having dealt with the original questionnaire, then summons the landlord to a magistrate's court.
How can Lewis Needers help if you're facing an investigation relating to HMO?
We have a great deal of experience in acting for landlords, corporate entities who manage property, have property, and we can, having had this experience, we're able to take you through as painlessly as possible the process which I've outlined earlier in this interview. This legislation has been in place for a number of years, and we have gained a great deal of expertise in dealing with potential prosecutions and also in negotiating the best outcomes with the local authorities. Because of the fact that we have had a great deal of experience in dealing with HMOs and landlords in finding themselves in difficulty, we're able to try to make the situation as painless as possible, give the necessary advice, consult with experts in this field, particularly counsel, who are very experienced in dealing with particularly complicated HMO prosecutions, to achieve the best outcomes in the circumstances. One of the things in which landlords find themselves in difficulty is if they are convicted, they can find themselves at risk of confiscation proceedings. That is very painful, because the fines in those circumstances can be unlimited. And it's very important that people have the very best representation to achieve the best outcome.
Geoffrey, thank you so much for your time. Where can people contact you with potential inquiries?
Thank you. I can be reached on 0207 387 2032 or through my email jlewis@lewisneeders.co.uk.
That's all from the Lewis Needers podcast today. You can find us at Lewis Needers Law on Twitter and at lewisneeders.co.uk.